Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to our Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm here at the practice field of NovaCare Complex. The next time we are here, it will be July 26th, the first day of Chip Kelly's initial training camp for the Philadelphia Eagles, the first time in decades that the Eagles holding their training camp in Philadelphia. The three-day full-team minicamp broke on Thursday. The Eagles pleased with the progress they made. No injuries to report. That's the best news of all. Eagles should be intact when training camp begins in 6 weeks. Now, for the Eagles, Michael Vick, quarterback, talking about these next 6 weeks, how important it is to stay sharp, stay in shape, get in the playbook, and come back better than ever.
I got to keep training, Seth. I got to keep training. You know, as far as I worked and, you know, where I'm at right now, as good as I feel, I feel like that's a compliment to our strength and conditioning program and, you know, the way we work, how hard we work, and how intense it is. And I just don't want to let up. You know, I can't take any days off. It'll maybe take, you know, 3 or 4 days off, but, you know, that's the max.
Throughout the post-draft period, Kelly has been asked about the depth chart. He hasn't answered questions there. He's been asked about the progress of the team and what is there to say. There have been no pads on. Kelly understands that he will get a truer evaluation when the helmets are on, the pads are on, and the contact is live.
No, it's on them, you know, in terms of how they prepare, what they do in the summertime in terms of coming back and when we see them in July. And we'll know. You know, you can't fake it. That's the great thing about the sport. You can't fake football. You know, so if you didn't do any work from the time you left here on June 6th and then show up on July 25th, we'll know because your body will tell you what you can do. You just can't take time off. You know, I think our strength coaches have a good plan that they'll put together and they'll present to them this afternoon. And, you know, and then it's up to them. But it's the same rules for everybody. So it's, I don't think there's any reason to complain about it. That's what everybody's dealing with, the same exact situation. Everybody's going on a break now and everybody's coming back and, you know, whatever it is, 15 days before your first preseason game. And, you know, it's a team that prepares the best over that time that's going to have the advantage. So it's up to them and it's on them. So
third round draft pick Benny Logan signed his contract on Thursday, leaving just two draft picks unsigned. Number one pick Lane Johnson and fourth round selection Matt Barkley. As for Logan, he has been able to measure his progress steadily since the draft and says that learning from veterans like Isaac Sopoaga proving invaluable.
I've improved a lot technique-wise, learning the system, the scheme, you know, getting familiar with the offensive line. The offensive line in the NFL are more, you know, smarter. They've been here longer than us, so they know the scheme. They know how to block you. So just playing behind Isaac and playing attention to Isaac, you know, listen to what he tell me, you know, how to play off the ball, how to be aggressive on the center or on the guard, wherever you line up at. Just something you got to study. Like we watch film, you make mistakes, and so he'll correct me, you know, how to play this. And that's the thing why I feel like I really improved the most, you know, learn from my mistakes and going out the next day to execute and get better.
I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our Eagles update.